Well, good morning, guys. He is risen. Amen. It's Dear Rich speaking. Well, not so dear. I'm on audio this morning because my hair is so bad. And it's probably the best way to be at the moment. So what are you doing? How's life treating you? I've been thinking a lot about this week, about God's stuff. With different things in mind and the confusion and the anxiety of the society we live in at the moment. And possibly how Jesus must have felt, possibly, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. As he was lining up his walk towards the cross. And I've been looking at two or three different books. And one of them, I come across these five E's, which talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the first one is execution. And now the Romans were excellent at execution, especially crucifying people. You know, you didn't get off the cross. If you were put on the cross, you stayed at the cross. You know, you didn't ask somebody what they'd done yesterday and they said, oh, I was crucified yesterday. If you were crucified yesterday, you were dead yesterday. So execution, so first one, Jesus was executed on the cross. The empty tomb, where's the body? Nobody's ever found the body of Jesus Christ, have they? Amen. The next one is eyewitnesses. It says in Corinthians about 500 witnesses meeting Jesus in the flesh. And obviously the disciples and Mary and a number of other close people to him met him. There were lots of eyewitnesses. There's an early record as well of the Gospels and other historical manuscripts which talks about who Jesus was and what he came to do. And the last thing which talks about the five E's is the emergence of the Christian church. Do you know, when Jesus died, he was abandoned. And yet, after a short period of time, when Jesus ascended back into heaven, there were these here bold people, confident witnesses, talking about the death of Jesus Christ. And there started the birth of the church. We've read it today about Revelation 1:18, which Jack shared, and also Acts 2:24, which talks about the power of the risen God. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he defeated sin. He defeated sickness and death in all its forms for all of eternity. The victory is complete with Jesus Christ. I guess as individuals, we either got to take this here message of Jesus Christ serious, or we can just disregard it and leave it where it comes from, really. You know, at the moment we talk about, you know, who Jesus was. Was he a good man? Was he a preacher? Was he an historical figure? But you hear very much about him being, very little about him being the Son of God, which I believe, as a lot of you guys do as well, he was the Son of God. And so you've got to say, do I give my allegiance to Jesus Christ? Or do I keep it for myself? I'm all right, Jack. Do you know where that saying comes from? I'm all right, Jack. It used to be when people were in the sea and they used to throw down ladder ropes over the side of the boat to rescue the people that were in the sea. And as they were climbing up the rope and got in over the safety of the boat, they'd say, I'm all right, Jack, and they'd pull the rope up because they were safe and sound. That's all right if you're in the right boat, and the right boat is being driven by the Lord Jesus Christ, if you get me. My plan, and hopefully yours is as well, is to be walking closer and closer with the Jesus you celebrated last Easter than the one you're celebrating this Easter. He's the same, but we should always endeavour to be in a closer relationship with him. My first allegiance is Jesus Christ. Amen.